The Misconception of Heavenly Religions. As we all know, indeed, the religion, system, and order in the sight of Allah is Islam. Quran, Surah 3, verse 19. And whoever seeks a religion, system, and order other than Islam, the consciousness of being in a state of submission, his search will be ineffective. Quran, Surah 3, verse 85. Since all Nabis from Adam to Muhammad have taught Islam, the only religion in the sight of Allah, the plural term religions is incorrect. There is either a single religion defined by Allah or many belief systems resulting from the theorization of human thought. It is a greater mistake to assume there are many religions and then to divide them into categories, such as heavenly and not heavenly, as if there are a few heavenly religions. This is totally from ignorance. Even the term heavenly religion is an incorrect statement in terms of where it leads people. The religion of Islam, heavenly religion, or the religion of Allah? The term heavenly religion comes from the time of idol worshippers to denote a god other than the gods on earth, since heavenly denotes the sky. As soon as you say heaven or sky, you've defined a location, whereas the religion of Islam does not in any way make a reference to a place in the heavens. Allah is not a god in space. He does not have a location. The Quran is the word of Allah, not a book from space. Even Gabriel did not descend from a star or a planet in the heavens. And indeed, it is who is the Rabb of Sirius, the star. Quran, Surah 53, verse 49. This verse evidences that the star Sirius is not a god and Allah is free from the concept of a location. The one referenced by the name Allah is an infinite and sublime being, and the Quran is his word. It has been revealed by him, i.e., from a dimensional depth, and thus it is the universal book of Allah. To say Islam, the religion in the sight of Allah, is a cosmic religion is equally a sign of ignorance. Religion belongs neither to space nor to dimensions, nor is it based on a universal-based concept. Religion is from Allah. It belongs to Allah. Allah is the owner, definer, maintainer, and protector of religion. Expressions such as cosmic religion are uttered out of ignorance. Our job is to serve in the path of explaining and clarifying the religion of Islam in the light of science and modern knowledge to reveal its depth. If my works are taken as an imposition of a new religion, this can only be a sign of ignorance and lack of insight. The term cosmic religion denotes the system compromising the universe, which eventually leads away from Islam to pantheism. Expressions such as cosmic existence or cosmic consciousness can't be used in reference to Allah either. Just as the word heavenly connotes a location and hence can't be used to describe the religion in the sight of Allah. The word cosmic is a dimensional concept and hence can't be used in reference to Allah. The revelation of the divine word or the descent of Gabriel or other angels to humans is not location based but dimension based, and hence the expression cosmic being can be used in reference to Gabriel and other angels. We can call the universe that we perceive and even the absolute universe that displays the compositional names of Allah a cosmic book or the universal book or the book of the system. In fact, we can even say the command read is to read the names of Allah with insight, foresight, and introspection, which manifests itself as the universal system or book. It's all about the universal book being read by a human being, a hominid. In other words, a hominid is becoming aware of, comprehending, and evaluating the universal system. We don't expect these concepts to be understood immediately by those who have been conditioned with a classical approach to religion. Comprehension requires time. In time, my works will be first denied and rejected, then argued over, and then, once an objective and unprejudiced approach is taken, they will be confirmed. But that does not apply to everyone, of course. Allah will surely enable those who approach my works with sincerity, without judgment and prejudice, to see the truths due to their sincerity. We've covered what reading is about and how it's done. Now let's move on to the next point.
Ahmed Hulusi, 1992.